Good morning. Welcome to the Black Lands Cafe. I'm John Mark Dempsey. Have a cup of coffee on the house. It's Friday, December 13th. Sharing a table with us in the cafe this morning, Pud Kearns with Housewarmers of Greenville. Birthdays, Mary Todd Lincoln, born on this day in 1818. Dick Van Dyke is 88 today. This is from the Dick Van Dyke Show. Rob and Laura are playing charades with their neighbors, the helpers, and they're very angry with them.
Treachery, treachery. Two-faced. Stab in the back. Point, finger. Accuse, indict, malicious accusery. That's right. Pearl Harbor.
I got it. What is it?
On the street where you live.
Right.
Rock musician Ted Nugent, 65 today. Jamie Foxx is 46. On this day in history, in the year 2000, Al Gore concedes the bitterly contested presidential election, hanging chads and all, to George W. Bush.
Good evening. Just moments ago, I spoke with George W. Bush and congratulated him on becoming the 43rd president of the United States. And I promised him that I wouldn't call him back this time. I offered to meet with him as soon as possible so that we can start to heal the divisions of the campaign and the contest through which we've just passed.
Gore had conceded the election on election night, but when it became apparent how close the Florida results were, he rescinded the concession. On December 13, 2003, U.S. troops locate former Iraqi dictator Saddam Hussein, hiding in a hole.
When the entrance was revealed, soldiers had been seconds from throwing a hand grenade.
But two hands appeared. The individual clearly wanted to surrender.
He said that I'm Saddam Hussein. I am the president of Iraq, and I'm willing to negotiate. And then the response from U.S. soldiers was President Bush sends his regards.
Number one on the charts on this day in 1970, Smokey Robinson and the Miracles with The Tears of a Clown. On the KETR events calendar, you're invited to the First Baptist Church in Commerce for a free community Christmas dinner from 5:30 to 7 p.m. Sunday evening. The dinner will be held at the First Baptist Church Fellowship Hall and will feature ham, sweet potatoes, green beans, rolls, desserts, and drinks. It's all free. And if you need a home delivery, call the church office at 903-886-3189. 903-886-3189. And for more information, see events at ketr.org. Our guest in the cafe this morning is Pud Kearns with the Housewarmers of Greenville. Good morning.
Good morning. It's fun to be here.
First time we've had Pud on, and Pud needs no introduction to our listeners in Greenville, but for others, Pud, tell us briefly about the connection with Mary of Puddin' Hill.
Well, I've always said I'm the only person in the world named after a fruitcake. I've gotten every line you can get about that, too. My parents, Sam and Mary Lauderdale, were actually the ones that started that business, and my mother was the original Mary of Puddin' Hill. I came along a few years later, and the joke always was that little Pud's going to be into everything, and so the name stuck. We haven't had anything to do with the business in, actually, it's amazing that it's 13 years now.
But they're up and running again over there, but I know they are,
and I came by today, and the parking lot was full.
Excellent. Well, I know there's interest in that connection there.
Yes, there is.
So, tell me about Housewarmers of Greenville.
Well, it's something that it's one of the things I'm doing these days, and Housewarmers is a new resident welcoming service. It's very much like what Welcome Wagon used to be, and was the most common name when people think about a welcoming service. When someone new moves into the Greenville community, I show up on their doorstep with a red bag full of all kinds of little gifts and local information and special offers from local businesses, and it's just a way to say hello and let them know about what's going on in Greenville. A lot of people, when they move there, they have no idea anything about the community, and they certainly don't know all the special things that we have there. I'm a huge fan. I'm a sixth generation Greenvilleite, and I'm a big fan of the community. And so I love to tell about it. And one of the things I do as part of that is I do an email newsletter to people that tells about what's going on around town to just get them acclimated to ways to get involved, ways to just become a part of the community and see what's going on.
Well, now let's talk about what's going on this weekend. A lot of Christmas activities, and a lot of those were postponed from last weekend because of the ice storm.
Oh my gosh, we all know that that turned everything into chaos.
Right.
And certainly everything from last weekend got postponed, and it's all being reshuffled over in Greenville this weekend, which has made this particular weekend absolutely packed full of stuff.
Christmas parade tonight.
Correct.
In downtown Greenville.
In downtown Greenville. I have to tell you, I think it's just a wonderful, wonderful parade. It's quite long. It lasts a good hour. It's not one of these little bitty tiny parades. It's really a great production. And there are all kinds of floats from different community businesses and things. One of my favorites that happens to be is one of the ones that Hunt County Shared Ministries, or what we all know as FISH, does, is they start the parade with an empty float. And everybody, and there's a whole group of volunteers that walk down the street shouting, "Fill the float! Fill the float!" And people bring bags of canned goods, and they hand them off to the volunteers, and they get put on the float. And at the end of parade, they have a float full of food that they can then use for those who are most in need in Hunt County.
Parade starts at 7?
Correct. And it's in downtown.
All right. Candlelight tour of homes on Park Street is a longstanding event, and that's, of course, just a beautiful neighborhood.
It is indeed. And there are a lot of events going on Park Street this weekend, part of which, again, got compressed. Starting tonight, not only will you have the Christmas parade, but the Park Street wagon rides begin. Now, the Candlelight Tour of Homes is actually going to be Sunday night. So I'm going to kind of do them in chronological order. But the wagon rides start they're tonight and tomorrow night. And they are from 6 to 9 p.m., although if you're not in line by 8 o'clock, forget it, as I learned last year when I went down on the last night for my ride and didn't get it. The thing I have to tell you I love most about the wagon rides is that it's about 45 minutes, and you cannot go faster than the speed of a horse. And, you know, that sounds silly until you realize that for that time, you have to sit there, and you're quiet. And it's so peaceful.
Kind
I love
it. Slows things down.
It does.
For just the few moments.
It really does. The kids love it. The family it's a great family event. While you're waiting in line, they have entertainment. They have hot chocolate and all kinds of goodies. Along with that, on Saturday night, starting at 5:30, it kind of kicks off the wagon rides that night. They do the lantern tour. And everybody brings some kind of a little lantern with a candle in it, and they wind through the neighborhood. Part of the people that are in it are wearing Victorian clothing, and then finally the Candlelight Tour of Homes. It's held every other year in order to because you know it's a limited neighborhood, and this is one of the years for the tour. It's actually going to be Sunday. It's from 3 to 7. And you start at Park Street Baptist Church, which is kind of in the middle of the street. Park there, and then they have shuttles that will take you to all the homes.
Well, you know what? We're almost out of time, but let's do this. Let's direct people to your Facebook page, and then they can see all of the other events
Absolutely.
That are taking place this
Absolutely.
Weekend.
Absolutely. There's Nutcracker. There's a Christmas concert at Central Church. There's all kinds of great stuff.
Right.
And it's Housewarmers of Greenville is my Facebook page. Or the website is housewarmersusa.com/Greenville.
And we'll make a connection when we put this up on the KETR.org page. We'll make connections with
Perfect.
That. Pud Kearns is going to join us from time to time to talk about whatever's going on in Greenville and Housewarmers of Greenville in particular. Thanks for having a cup of coffee with us this morning.
I enjoyed it very much. Thanks.
Great. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.